From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for late Saturday attacks in London that left at least seven dead, nearly 50 wounded, many critically. British Prime Minister Theresa May said three attackers used a white van to strike people on London Bridge, then proceeded to Borough Market where they attacked people with knives. All three assailants were killed by police in Britain's third terrorist attack in less than 3 months. But the Prime Minister said the attacks are not connected.
But we believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism, and perpetrators are inspired to attack, not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training, and not even as lone attackers radicalised online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack.
She denounced what she called the evil ideology of Islamist extremism. The Prime Minister said terrorists must be deprived of access to the internet and a more robust effort is needed to identify and stamp out extremism. She also said Thursday's snap election will go ahead as planned. Counter-terrorism Police Chief Mark Rowley said the identity of the attackers has not yet been released.
We are making significant progress now in identifying the three attackers and confirming the fact that there were no other suspects at the scene when the attack was carried out.
At least 12 arrests and raids in East London have been made. President Donald Trump has called the attacks an evil slaughter, saying this bloodshed must end. Meanwhile, in Manchester, England, following the May 22nd attack that killed 22 people, pop singer Ariana Grande led a benefit concert for the victims.
I love you guys so much, and I think that the kind of love and unity that you're displaying is the medicine that the world really needs right now.
Many artists took part in the internationally broadcast event. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Sunday strongly denied having any compromising information on President Donald Trump, said he had only a brief encounter with Mr. Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Mr. Putin spoke through an interpreter during an interview with NBC News' Megyn Kelly.
You and I personally have a much closer relationship than I had with Mr. Flynn. You and I met yesterday evening. You and I have been working together all day today, and now we're meeting again. When I came to the event for our company, Russia Today, and sat down at the table, next to me there was a gentleman sitting on one side. I made my speech, then we talked about some other stuff, and I got up and left.
Mr. Putin said he never really spoke with Flynn. The Russian leader, referring to compromising material on the president, dismissed that as, quote, just another load of nonsense. The former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, is to testify before a Senate panel Thursday whether Mr. Trump tried to get him to back off an investigation into alleged ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir and his Egyptian counterpart Sama Shoukry Sunday discussed cooperation in fighting terrorism. Speaking in Cairo Sunday, the Saudi diplomat said recent U.S. attendance at a summit in Riyadh was a strong indication the U.S. wishes to work with Arab and Islamic countries to end what he called this spell. In Syria, U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces have seized another major dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State as they advance on the IS-held city of Raqqa. The Baath Dam lies about 20 kilometers upstream from the city. If true, this means the SDF holds all three major dams along the Euphrates. Nearly 2 weeks after Islamic State-affiliated rebels took over the Philippine city of Marawi on Mindanao Island, some 4,000 troops are still fighting for control of the city. That doesn't surprise Asia Foundation analyst Stephen Rood.
Part of the trouble is, of course, the very nature of urban warfare. As we've seen in Mosul in Iraq, a small determined group can hold off a much larger opposition force, particularly when they're embedded among civilians.
He said the Philippine Army has been trained primarily for jungle warfare. An estimated 400 militants, bolstered by 40 foreign fighters, took Marawi May 23rd. Voting has ended in Mexico's biggest state, seen as a key test for the ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, ahead of next year's national election. The polls showed a tight race for a PRI, which has ruled in the state of Mexico for nearly 90 years. In Venezuela, another person has died in 2 months of almost daily anti-government protests against President Nicolas Maduro. The 22-year-old man dying of injuries Sunday sustained when he was set fire May 20th, bringing the death toll in clashes to at least 65. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.